My pronouns are he, him. With me this week, Mike Bachman.
Hey everybody, my pronouns are he, him, and I just gotta say, how's it going? I love you.
Jennifer Cheeks here.
Hey everyone, my pronouns are she, her.
Tim Lanning's here. Hey everybody, it's great to be here. Thank you so much for having me. My pronouns are he, him.
And Nika Howard's here.
Hello, it is me. I am also happy to be here today.
Whoa, sick.
My pronouns are she, her.
I think the only actual real rule of me announcing people is that if you talk, I will announce you faster.
Yeah.
Oh, really? That's a good one.
I feel like it's a good rule.
That's a good rule.
That's the only one I really have. Everything else is just completely random.
But Michael, we all talk. Everybody on this podcast talks.
But Tim has a rule for himself that he like won't talk until he's introduced usually. I don't live by these rules.
Same.
Can't keep me quiet.
I don't talk until Tim's introduced either.
Thank you so much, everyone, that came out to the charity stream.
Oh my God.
Yes.
We raised well over $17,000.
Yeah, man. It's wild.
For the Trevor Project. you guys raised a couple hundred bucks over 17,000. Donations are probably still coming in every now and again because you can go to geeklyinc.com/charity.
Trevor.
And as you all know, that money was used to buy a pretty nice Ford Focus for the Trevor Project.
Oh, no! Yeah.
Not all
yeah.
the bells and whistles.
Yeah, they're like, please don't buy us a Ford Focus. Windows. We don't know what to do with it.
It has lane assist, but not adaptive cruise.
Ooh. Yeah, so next year we're hoping to get a pretty sick Hyundai. No, thank you so much. The Tilt 5 will probably be up for the next 6 months. And if you're on Twitch, it's in the bottom there.
I think John said the whole year.
Yeah, he uses the whole year.
Yay!
Yeah, because the motherfucking Trevor Project is like the official charity of Ye Olde Geekly Inc. and Greetings Adventurers. So we behoove you. Is that what the house?
It would behoove you to do something.
We behoove you to go there. Because it'd be good for you to do it. That's why we say that. But no, it was so much fun. Thank you so much to John and all the many, many guests for coming by and all the other folks that organize games and things like that.
It seemed like really top to bottom. It was a good time.
Yeah. Oh, and then we capped it off with, we did Dear Internet. We streamed it.
Yeah. And then since you guys.
And cursed 5-minute crafts.
Oh my God.
Yeah, those are so good. I forgot about that.
Yeah, since you guys hit another milestone goal, I think it was like 16,666 or something.
Yeah.
We ended the stream with 20 minutes of 5-minute craft reactions.
It was so much. It was so much to watch.
Yeah, it was great.
I didn't even think about it, but I had to buy some body wash last night, and I bought some with aloe in it.
Oh, you've been pilled by the craft videos.
I was going to hang a poster, and I was like, where's my fork?
Where's my aloe?
Where's my aloe? But yeah, no, it was a lot of fun, and it's one of those things that, we joke about it sometimes because we're just playing a game of D&D with our friends over Google Meets. And sure, we see some voices there, we get a paycheck, and, you know, we have that award. Well, you brought it up, not me. But we always see all the cool, big, important things is easy for us to either forget, doesn't feel real, or underplay it, yada, yada, yada. But this is such a great thing that we can't do that to because you did it. Like,
right,
you did
we can be proud
it,
of
not
it.
Us. Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Because we're proud of you for
proud
doing it.
Proud of you. Exactly.
Thank you. Thank you, everybody. We do have the number one best community in the universe.
That's so true.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Kyler Tsinis.
Kayla Itzinis. I'm Kyler Tsinis, and I have been training a global community of women since 2009. I've created a brand new podcast, Sweat Daily, to help you level up your life and reach your health and well-being goals. From fitness tips to food that fuels you, meditation to motivation, we've got you covered. Sweat Daily, the happiest, healthiest, and most confident version of you awaits. Available on Apple Podcasts and wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Oh, you know, let's throw a shout out to Taverns and Caverns, who have joined the Geekly Inc. network. Go to geeklyinc.com and see the article there. And they are also a lighthearted 5e D&D podcast. So if you like us, you might like them.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're listening to this right now, you're caught up on us, so you should go listen to them.
Well, so you're not caught up right now, okay, listener? Just to explain that.
Well, I'm
right.
Like,
there's more episode to listen to. Don't hang up.
But more like, if you're listening to the most recent episode, you've listened most likely to our previous one, so you might be in the market for.
Yeah, but again, you haven't listened to this one, okay?
You gotta finish it.
I think it's at Taverns Caverns on Twitter, I believe.
I believe so.
But it's not, like Michael said, geeklyinc.com, and just do a scroll.
You can find it.
It's April 27th, 2021.
Yes, it's Taverns Caverns on the Twitter.
Yeah, let's give away some dice, right?
Yeah.
All right, sure.
Sure, fuck it. Dice, madmen, 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 madmen. We are giving away some beautiful diehard dice. Twitch, you have a few more moments to enter in hashtag diehard.
Hey, if you want your own diehard dice, you can go to dieharddice.com, or you can be a coward and come to our stream and try to win them.
But you will never win.
Actually, we want people to come to our stream.
Yeah, come to our stream.
You can be a hero and come to our stream and try to win them. Because we do it every Tuesday at 8:45 p.m. Eastern.
And, like, there's stuff in the stream that doesn't make it into the episode.
Yeah, a lot of
and
stuff.
Sometimes.
Oftentimes for good reason, so.
Yeah, but you'll get that behind the scenes look if you come to the stream.
It's.
You know what? I'm going to say, I don't think you'll come.
Yeah. You know what?
Damn. I think you're a little punk.
You're too scared.
Your stepdad was right about you.
You are.
Isn't that such a loaded statement? Like, I know a lot of people have very supportive stepdads. Oftentimes, the stepdad is better than the first dad.
Wow.
Oftentimes, you get a do-over. We're also doing a giveaway for one of those posters that Galen made that has every single Greetings Adventurers character on it. We linked it in chat. You can do hashtag art1. Go ahead and buy one because he needs to get it off of his shelf because his dog
everything must go so his dog doesn't eat it.
Yeah.
If you buy one, he is legally obligated to come to your house every time we create a new character and draw them in.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, mine had a new character on it. I was like, where'd you come from? Oh my god.
Wow, it's meant to be!
XXX Borfucko XXX.
Oh, shit.
What? Wins the beautiful diehard dice.
Your child
Borfucko.
Won dice.
Bachman, are you just like signing up names for your children based on their names?
Bob was like, I got a sweet new poster.
Sweet new poster. No, this is the dice.
Sorry.
Borfucko, we're sending you how to get those beautiful dice.
I think they did message me and say that they would give me the username and password if I wanted it.
Tell them you want it now and then wait till after you get the...
I want it now before you get the code.
Yeah, don't look at it. Don't fucking look at it. I want it now. I want that free dice, baby. All right. And if you did not win, you can go to dieharddice.com and enter the offer code greetings APR or greetings-may. For 15% off. I assume Dash May is what it is.
Yes.
If you're listening to this in 2021, if you're listening to it in 2022, may God have mercy on your soul.
Go to the Instagram bio. Just keep,
yeah, just go to the Instagram bio. Hashtag ad, hashtag sponsored, because we get paid if you buy any. And now I'm going to draw art one. Draw Fozzie Dad wins poster number one. Poster number one.
Nice.
Congratulations, bro.
Whoa.
Amazing.
Now that we've given away dice, can you guys guess what I'm going to ask you to do?
Time to roll some.
Yeah, please.
Drinks and daggers? Where's the boat? Where's that boat?
Boat is supposed to be getting to New York in less than a week.
Wow.
New York City.
And then it has to clear customs, and then it has to go to St. Louis. But once it's there, then it's going to go to your...
St. Louis?
St. Louis, yeah.
Oh, that's right. Duh. I actually know where it's going.
Whoa. Why doesn't the boat go straight to St. Louis?
Tim and I rolled the same.
We got fours. Oh, it's because we're married.
Oh, we're married.
I got a three.
Wait, you guys got fours?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got four.
No!
What? Did you get a three or a four and Nika got a three?
I got a three.
What the fuck?
I was like, I saw my four and I was like.
Right. I used my dice that rolls bad.
Yeah, me too.
All right. Roll off.
What the fuck?
In frickers.
Oh, I don't want.
While they're rolling off, if you want to get your own copy of Drinks and Daggers, go to drinksanddaggers.com.
I rolled a one.
Idiot.
You can get both the original game and the expansion.
Jennifer rolled a one.
I rolled a one.
I rolled a five, which is a great roll.
I rolled a 19, so this is a good day for me.
You, dude, wow. My nipples would be so hard right now.
The drama of this. I gotta do that.
Jennifer. Okay,
well, it was your episode.
It was my episode in a few different ways, I think. Well, guys, last time, it was a very special day in Galanthus, and we were celebrating Calendar Day. Which is a very logical holiday.
It's a 77-day month.
It's a 77-day month is to commemorate it. And the key point of this holiday is to give treaties to the king that he loves. Give Roman's dad treaties.
I think you're supposed to eat treats, but we were with your daddy.
Yeah, right? I mean, that's like a tradition, though, of like people bringing him.
You eat seven treats.
You gotta eat seven treats. You know, our crew, we had some losses. We have had some wins, though.
Yeah.
And overall, mm-hmm. I think we came out victorious in the end.
Yeah, you did.
And I think we had talked about this a bit in the previous episode, but plot-wise, we are about to head out towards Rowan's mama's zone where she lives, the crossroads, because there is a Tarrasque causing problems out in that direction. So we gotta go make sure everything's cool. We did find out that my mom is like okay, right? Like didn't a messenger came.
Okay.
Yeah, she's fine. She's not dead or anything. But
crossroads has not been stomped yet.
Yeah, but we do need to get our little butts there pretty soon. Cuddly Skagzilla in the chat reminds me of some of the food we made was quite special, and I think the most special was the chocolate dragon that Toby made.
I think that was the least special.
We were like licking the chocolate from its belly at the end,
Like it had mammary slits, like a platypus.
I thought we were eating. It's like entrails. Oh my God. Is what was happening.
It's awful, as you will.
Exactly.
That's gross, but I'm glad we had fun. And do we do anything else? I don't think so, right?
I think that's it.
I was going to go show you guys my bunk beds. I think that's it.
Michael, instead of going to see the bastard princess, which is a name that I came up with for Rowan because that's what she is.
I'm the bastard like, princess. That's
why did we never say that?
Yeah, you really like, yeah, why?
Instead of seeing the bastard princess's bunk beds, I would like to go to the library.
Library? There's no libraries in Galanthus.
There's no win in a bank. Michael's having a little laugh because I asked him if I could do something, and now I'm there. He's saying no as a little joke. He's like, he's having
fun. This is a little joke.
I'm just kidding. Of course there's a library. These elves love books.
Yeah, elves love books. Elves also love druid stuff. And I want to see
like
if
nature.
They love nature. I'm going to use my background feature. I haven't used it in 12 years, but here we go. I probably used it since then. I'm going to see if I can get access to their high level spells. And since I'm friends with the bastard princess, maybe that'll help. And I want to try to learn the spell True Polymorph.
Oh.
Polymorph.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you also learned that Alar, he talked to Azira.
Yes.
You learned that he's still cool.
Yeah, Alar's cool.
Alar's like a badass.
And we know that Bigby's bad.
Bigby, yes.
Bigby's we were not unsure.
We've got Bigby problems for sure right now. Bigby is caught, because he's the one that's causing issues right now, right?
He's a nasty guy.
So Rowan's mama and papa used to roll together in an adventuring group way back when, which also included Bigby.
Really?
The story was that they had defeated this Tarrasque, and they did technically defeat it, but when we say defeat, it was they locked it away.
Subdued it.
They subdued it.
Man, isn't that like always how shit is? It's like, well, we didn't kill it.
We didn't kill it.
But it's going to be fine. It's
we didn't
no
kill
won't.
Apocalypse. We shot him into space.
Like, this is going to be a problem later. If you don't see them die,
yeah.
It's going to be a problem.
It's going to be a World War Hulk.
So if A plus B equals C, there's a good chance that Bigby is responsible for releasing this Tarrasque.
Oh,
because he knows, right? Like, yeah, because he's one of the few that would know.
Well, hopefully the Tarrasque is hurt a little bit because they hurt him. So
I mean, wait, so has it just been caged all this time?
What's happening?
You could ask. You could ask about it.
Yeah. I would like, also at the library, I would like to get information on Tarrasque.
That's, you can do that.
While Toby is investigating the library.
We didn't explore him in the card catalog, if we could go back to that.
Yeah, what is the card catalog?
Oh, I bet it's all fucked up. Oh, like, this isn't doing at all. You also, I'm probably like going to be late for the battle because I'm arguing about proper library organization.
But the rest of us, where are we hanging? And also, what time of day is it? When is it and where are we?
It's 4:45 p.m. You all are high as shit.
Well, that's what I was trying to say. Like, it's not the same day, right?
Let's say it's the next morning.
Yeah.
It has been, at this point, probably slightly less than a week since you all had your big battle. Not a lot of time has passed.
Okay.
You kind of came straight here after coming back to life and all that junk. Trying to keep track of time.
Okay.
A new thing in my life.
I'm very glad you're doing that because I have a feature I can use once a month. And I was like, God,
oh, really?
Damn, that's going to be confusing.
Oh, that sounds terrible. So if it's the next morning, I mean, we pretty much agreed that we were going to set out pretty soon the next day. So mm-hmm. imagine we're getting prepared right now.
Mm-hmm.
Toby's doing his research.
And you can essentially teleport there. So.
Oh, okay.
Sick.
So maybe.
Yeah, I mean, Michael, what can we learn about this Tarrasque from Rowan's papa? I'm sure he has some hot
well,
information.
Yeah, because I was just thinking, like, if you do kind of the like library type research, like they tend to be this weight and this is what they're weak to,
right?
And then I can go talk to my dad.
Right. I'm sure I know a little bit about it because this I bet a captured Tarrasque is kind of a big deal in the history of our planet. But you know, I bet there's a lot of, let's say, adventurer's spice thrown in.
Can I just say, a thing you just said really broke my brain for a second, which is this planet.
Planet.
And it's like, well, I know that there are different land masses, you know, in relation to Drunkards, but it's fun to think about, like, what's on, like, the other side?
No, I freak about it all the time.
What's
the fact, yeah, the fact that you guys said that Crossroads is to the west of, like, of Norhal, I was like, fuck you. There's nothing there.
There's nothing there. Well, that is essentially what we're saying, right?
Because yeah.
on the other,
it's dangerous shit out there. It's the wilderness.
The hinterlands.
It's just all wild.
Yeah.
Wild.
Michael, I want to know what's on the direct other side. I'm freaking out. Because we got Yengar to the east.
Mm-hmm.
This new area we've never been to in the west. That's exciting.
Well, I'm a flat earther, so I think that's just the
edge.
Wow. Well, okay, that's fine.
Well, what's on the upside down of it?
Is there a turtle?
Yeah, a big turtle. So you want to go talk to your papa?
I do. Yeah. I imagine, is it like, I bet there's like a big, like, buffet breakfast situation.
Oh, the day after calendar day.
Exactly.
Michael, yeah, what's the day after calendar day called?
I think I said it was in January is the month that it was in.
I think you just call it Boxing Day.
Boxing Day.
So, I don't know. March? Maybe it's March.
It's March.
Just to say. But yeah, it's the first of whatever the next month is. We'll have to discover what that is.
Yeah. But I imagine there's just like such a great breakfast spread.
Well, there's all the leftovers, right?
All the leftovers, number one.
There's so many snacks.
Like, I just imagine they've got a setup where like you can make your own waffles. Like, they've got all the fix-ins. They've got the big trays of
Limbus bread.
Yes, you know it. All the different kinds of eggs, but boiled. Remember when we used all those eggs? But they're good now.
is doing like a trying to do like a Keebler thing? Is that funny? Because they're elves.
No, Michael, that's very. That's pissing me off, like, actually.
What?
I'm literally just thinking of hotel breakfast. I am like
fudge stripe cookies.
Oh, those are very good.
Trying to think of EL fudge.
Chocolate covered graham crackers.
Fudge rounds.
Yeah.
And that's what you eat for breakfast.
Yeah, little people in the shape of Rowan's daddy.
So,
King, what would happen if I drive my sphere of annihilation straight through? The Tarrasque.
So you're asking the king this?
Yeah.
What's a sphere of annihilation?
Come here!
Oh god.
Much like Mjolnir carves a path of destruction and death, so too does. This thing. Yeah. We typically use it as a vacuum.
He's got like one less child than he had before. Like
man, I don't know what would happen.
Okay.
I mean, like, what happened when you guys fought it before? I mean, like, what was, you know, do you have any advice for us?
Yeah, hot tips?
It was quite a battle. Did you know, Rowan, that it's the Tarrasque swallowed me whole?
Ooh!
At one point.
Did what? You Naruto him?
I... What? You've said two things now, and I haven't understood either of them.
I don't know what you're saying.
Naruto's an anime, and he gets swallowed by things all the time. Sometimes he stabs his way out, and sometimes he makes a lot of Narutos. I respect that.
But wait, how did you... I mean, but it's still alive, so did you just, like... How... I guess I'm asking, what end did you come out?
He swallowed me whole, and I was inside of its belly. And the acid was burning me all over. Oh, you God. See this scar on my elbow?
Yeah.
That's from the Tarrasque acid.
That's it? Oh.
I mean, it's a pretty bad scar.
Is it a bad scar, Michael?
Yeah, it's really bad.
But it's just his elbow.
Just on his elbow.
It's like a horrible scar. It's just his elbow. It's not that big a deal.
And then I thought I was done. I thought it was all over for me. And then before I knew it, I heard a splash. And your mother was right there next to me. She had also been swallowed.
Oh!
What are the odds?
Well, I'm guessing you guys got out since I exist.
And we decided we needed to get out of there. And we just blasted it as hard as we could from the inside. And it ended up throwing us back up.
Wow.
I guess you're not very tasty. That's lucky.
And that night you were conceived.
I was going to ask how long ago it was, yuck. But...
What?
I was going to say that they were conceived inside, but...
No!
The power of love.
Honestly, that would make sense for Rowan.
This is going to go full bore.
Conceived while people were boning inside of an animal.
That's not super helpful, and that's also very gross.
I don't like... I wish I didn't know this.
But how did you not get, like, bit or swatted or...
I did. I took many, many hit points of damage from that.
Michael, has Rowan's mom ever talked about this incident that she remembers?
She's not quite as boastful about such
things.
There
was an incident with the Tarrasque, and that checks out to me.
You have to watch out. The magic can just bounce off of its outer shell. And
does it have ranged attacks?
Does it have ranged attacks? You ask me.
Because Rowan shoots a bow, and if she just chills, you know, she'll kill it. She'll just run in front of it and shoot it 1,000 times. Rowan, you're going to kill Tarrasque by yourself, baby.
Ha! That's right. I'll do even better than you did.
The bastard princess does it again.
Its tail can reach quite a distance. I wouldn't call it a ranged attack, but it can swat you with its tail. It can gobble you up.
Ew.
But it's not going to, like, blast a fireball out of its mouth.
I'm absolutely not listening to you anymore. You were conceived in a Tarrasque. We need to put that on PR letters immediately. That's so cool.
It's got horns. Deadly horns.
Rowan is, like, very torn right now because it does sound really cool, but it's also very embarrassing because it's about her parents.
Tell me more about the bones in there.
Well, I said horns.
Yeah.
Horns and bones, that's the same thing, right?
They're like distant cousins.
Yeah, what do you think they're made of? Same with teeth.
Yeah, well, it's got big ones and a lot of them.
Oh.
Scott, sit down. It's okay.
How many bones are inside this giraffe?
He's starting to like.
Scott, sit down. Scott, sit down. We're not ready yet.
It's massive. It's like a walking city. Yeah. It's huge. And just.
A city of bones.
And just seeing it, it'll turn your blood cold. It's so terrifying. It can just blast through buildings like they're nothing, like paper.
The bones can?
The bones are doing a lot of it.
I'd say it's about 70-30.
Scott, you gotta get those bones, baby. What about bone cards? Will a bone card simply put in the encounter immediately?
We got empty bone cards, don't we? I'm pretty sure.
Oh my god, we're gonna capture a Tarrasque!
Can a Tarrasque dig?
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely.
I was going to say maybe we could bury it upside down and put its head in there so all its little leggies were sticking out. But if it can dig, perhaps not.
Lottie, of course, with bones like that.
It was made for digging.
It's hunched over, but it actually just walks on 2 legs.
These bones were made for digging.
Little T-Rex arms, sort of.
What's a T-Rex? I don't know what that is. Sorry.
Yeah, were you freaking
kidding? Stop yelling at me.
You did a magic.
That's the one anachronistic thing. No, sorry. Why would they call it a T-Rex in this world? That's weird to think about, right? Anyways, wait a second. Do they have Utah raptors here? There's no Utah.
Oh, shit.
Okay, well, this thing seems pretty intense. Do you have any allies you can call upon? Because I want to kick this thing's ass and put it on our letterhead.
I mean, there aren't many who would be willing to go up against such a beast.
Would you? Again?
Hell yeah.
That's right.
I'd take another shot at it.
Hey, you're gonna have a sister. Another one. Or a brother. Or a sibling. Am I right, brother? Where's your wife? Do you want to come? What's up?
Yeah, she doesn't want to come. I don't have to ask her.
And my
so
mom...
you won't be coming, am I right? I'm sorry, I'm still high.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promoting for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Rowan is like, for what, like, this is like a new experience for her to have, like,
support.
No, the opposite of that. I was like, to have weaknesses in that, like, she can get made fun of because her family's, like, right here.
Yeah.
Like, your parents had sex.
And she gets, like, I like the concept of Rowan, like, when, it's the same thing, like, when you go home, like, you kind of do turn into your younger self in a way.
Yeah,
like,
when Jennifer and I, we've mentioned it dozens of times probably, but whenever Jennifer and I visit her family, much to my chagrin, but also not, it's basically like we're 17 years old. The part that yeah. rules is we don't pay for anything. We have to eat just yeah. as much Taco Bell and Bojangles as you can want. The part that sucks is that Jennifer's a coward and she won't drink. And also it's boring. Thank you.
How much HGTV can you watch in a weekend?
That part is a good, lot. Actually. That part is good.
You don't have to pay for anything, but all the stuff that's getting paid for, you don't want.
Yeah, that's true. I've, again, said it many times. I always vomit, even though we're not drinking. It's because all the butter. It's like, here's some lettuce wrapped in butter, some beans wrapped in bacon and butter, and butter wrapped in butter. Thank you.
Yeah, it's good.
Have you ever had hot lettuce that's sautéed with butter?
What?
Ooh, baby.
No.
This is my homemade side cabbage.
I had it in Florida.
Stop.
That does sound like a Florida meal, I have to say.
Oh my God, lettuce sauerkraut? Let's do it.
No, it was like hot lettuce, like sautéed iceberg lettuce.
It's like they wanted to do spinach, but they were like,
we're out. Just put some lettuce.
I don't like that.
Too much flavor in that.
It's all the same. Yeah, spinach is too spicy.
I did throw up that night, but I don't know if it was from that or something else. Who knows?
I think it was from that.
I think it was from the hot lettuce.
The white people in Florida are fucking maniacs. So that makes sense if you said you had it in Florida.
Yeah, that's fair.
Freckles. Why do you look so bashful?
Well, somebody wouldn't talk about my parents doing stuff, but I'm really excited to finally get to do battle together.
I've just decided that Toby's parents are like what's his name's parents from Big Mouth.
Yes, they're just like way too open and like just talking about making love and
yeah.
all that all the time. Mm-hmm. Yeah, this tracks to me.
Contessa is a powerful woman and yeah. Arlington?
Toby's like, what's my dad's name?
I named my dad too close to my bird and I fucked up. And I forget it.
But we're finally gonna fight together.
If your bow is as accurate as it seems, you shot that piece of cheese off that mouse's head.
Yeah.
Oh, Lucan, do you wanna come?
Fuck you.
I mean, but is so that lucky. Yes or no, though?
I'm so lucky he cast me. Did you see that?
Yeah, he'll do that.
Yeah, I could come and kill some shit with you knobs.
But do you want to fight?
Yeah.
Michael, I know that this isn't really how the deck of many things works, but will you allow me to draw the knight card?
What is that?
What?
You gain the service of a fourth level fighter who appears in the space you choose within 30 feet of you.
Hey, what's up?
He's the same race as you and serves loyally until death, believing the fates have drawn him or her to you.
I think you gotta pull it randomly, bud.
All right.
Oh, I'm scared.
Do you want to pull a card from the deck of many things?
Do it. Card, do card, it. Card,
card, card.
Yeah,
card,
you, haven't card, been, card. You haven't fought your demon.
I haven't even seen him. It got drawn when I wasn't here, didn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, you drew it when you were not when you were here, but the we used it. Michael used it as an excuse rather brilliantly.
Yes, that's very good.
While you're gone.
Okay.
You're always having babies.
Always. It's just, I never stop.
There's so many babies. Yeah.
All right.
Okay, that's 11. Oh, fuck. Is that good?
I'm just doing the one, like, because there's still a couple of blanks, but I rolled a d12 for the ones that I have in the deck.
You summon a fourth level knight.
On pins and needles.
Come on. Needles and pins. What's it gonna be?
Well, Michael, I think you probably should have just let me have that, the knight card.
Uh-oh.
Why is that?
Because I drew the moon card, and I'm granted the ability to cast the wish spell 1d3 times.
Yoo-hoo!
Wow, yes, like yes, right
yes,
now?
Yes, whoa. Yes, yes, yes. We that okay, my, Bachman, this is my advice, all right? Roll a three.
I have to roll it in the thing because I don't.
Yeah, there is no D3. That's
it's just those like really weird ones.
Ugh, get out of here.
I hate them.
Here we go. It's a two.
Okay, that's average.
That's nice.
Honestly, it's pretty good.
So yeah. You can just cast it at will, or what's that word?
Yeah, I guess.
Sick. I mean, that's the thing with a deck of cards. There's many things.
What if I was like, yeah, it's pretty cool, but I wish I had drawn the knight.
You know what you could do? You could wish for a fourth level knight that follows you around.
And you still got one wish left.
Or you could wish for 80 1/8 level knights.
Oh my god. That's so small.
No, they're normal size.
No, I like the thing that they're small. They're like
sizes always scaled to their level.
You summon all of
like little army men.
The entirety of Wiggins's family to fight for you. The red qualification begins yes. Now.
Oh, dude, I want that. Don't even like dangle that in front of me.
If I had rolled just like two higher, I would have gotten the skull where I disappear and become entombed in a state of suspended animation in an extra dimensional sphere. Everything I had, all my equipment stays behind, and I remain imprisoned until I'm found and removed from the sphere.
Oh, Blackman, you have a 1 in 12 chance of that happening. Get more cards. Michael, can you please get him cards if he forgets to ask you? Please. Oh.
You can't be located by any divination magic.
Oh my god.
Wow.
So just for those playing along at home who aren't fully aware of what the wish spell does, there's a bunch of like, hey, here's what it can do. Like get 25,000 gold or act as greater restoration or blah, 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 blah. But then, so you might be able to achieve something beyond the scope of those examples. You state your wish to the GM as precisely as possible. The GM has great latitude in ruling what occurs in such an instance. The greater the wish, the greater the likelihood that something goes wrong.
Mm-hmm. So I guess it's up to you, Michael. It doesn't explicitly say if I have to use them now or if I can.
This spell might simply fail. The effects you desire might only be partially achieved. You might suffer some unforeseen consequence as a result of how you worded the wish.
Oh god. It's too stressful. Like this is monkey's paw stuff.
Very true. I want five guys.
Oh no. Tell me a bad scenario.
I wanted the burger.
For example, wishing that a villain were dead might propel you forward in time to a period when the villain is no longer alive, effectively removing you from the game.
That's too scary.
I want to become...
Whoa, no! Oh, he's gone.
A bee flew in my mouth. That's not fair. I take it back. I'm a cum elemental. Okay. Well, that's cool, Scud. What does that even look like? Do you just draw and you just like explode and get shot back as though you put a fork in a wall?
He's got like two little sparkles that are just floating around.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Like just floating around his head, like rotating around.
Yeah.
It's very much like a Kael'thas thing, these orbs that are just like.
Yeah. It's extremely yeah. Video gamey. Oh, you didn't get three orbs, huh? Hmm.
Okay, whatever. Yeah, well, I guess I got those for later.
Wow. I mean, honestly, I think we're in pretty good shape.
Yeah. This sounds easy.
If Dad, I mean, we've got Dad, we've got Lucan, we've got Wish times two.
Times five.
Oh, right. I mean, I think we've got this.
Yeah, I have to go for an hour. Bye. And then I take Hobie with me.
Rowan's like,
So I guess it's time to look at those bunk beds.
Yeah.
Old Daddy Pooh, Theon John, runs off to get his adventuring gear.
Oh, it's not going to fit right. Oh, classic.
Oh, no, this made me sad.
Oh, it still fits.
No, he's a dilf. We talked about
yeah,
this.
Yeah, he's freaking hot dilf.
He's still ripped.
Still have a little.
He's ripped.
I can see it being maybe, like, he still mostly looks good.
Oh, he does
like,
that, like, old guy muscles that, like, get weirdly swollen.
Like, you know, he's a high elf. So.
That's true. He probably still looks 30 or 45. God damn him.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so he goes off. Toby goes off. Does anyone else want to do anything?
Does that use spell slots? the wish spells that I got?
Not those two.
Okay. Okay, good. That would suck.
That would be not good for you.
Yeah, yeah. You kind of technically already have that.
I'm trying to think if there's anything else we should be doing before we leave.
Stretching. writing your will.
Because I don't know if there are like still any people around that everyone want to talk to. I could kind of see it like there being a lot of turnover, and mostly she would just want to talk to her dad. I think Rowan's just ready to hit the road. Like, she's ready to get fighting.
Okay. So preparations are made.
Mm-hmm.
And then I guess Toby comes back.
Toby comes back, and following behind him is a 9-foot tall pit fiend.
What?
That looks exactly like Hobie.
No!
Baby. It's a pit fiend, which just looks like a devil man, but it has weird mottled skin and long orange hair.
What did you do to my boy?
This is Hobie. It's not a big deal.
Oh, wait, is he always gonna be like this?
Well, yeah.
Forever?
Well, there's ways to get him out of it. Isn't that right, Hobie? Oh, yeah, the elves here, their version of true polymorph is kind of fucked up, and yeah, so as long as he doesn't work into an anti-magic zone or if someone casts a spell magic on him, he's like this forever.
Well, I'm gonna figure out a way to do that when this is done.
Yeah, also, we have to fight the trash tomorrow.
Well, yeah, I mean, I mean, you know what though, Hobie? As long as you're happy. Ren says to him, what does he say?
And he reaches down and puts one.
Yeah.
I guess. It talks.
Rowan. Long have I appreciated the ways you've always been nice and kind to me. I will defend you in battle if it costs me my life.
Toby, no.
Yes, no, Toby. This new form you've gifted me, while it seems grotesque at times, I don't know. I can work with this.
And he strengths and he looks like Genie Jafar.
Wow.
Does he still smell like pumpkins?
Oh, infernal pumpkins, but yes. Ooh. Yes.
Like a little toasty, like a pumpkin pie.
Roasted pumpkin pie.
Fuck. He smells great.
Yeah.
Wow.
All right, I'm going back to bed. Lonnie, Carrie.
Toby like immediately like swoons. He passes
out. I've been up for 2 hours. Jesus.
Sleepy.
Let's have you go back to bed in the crossroads.
Yeah.
Cool. Works for me.
So Lucan's coming. Theon John is coming.
Does Adira want to come?
Adira for sure wants to come.
Does Bercy Hamhands, is he here?
Bercy's around.
Gotcha.
He's not a fight a Tarrasque kind of guy.
Gotcha,
but...
gotcha.
Yeah.
Bercy can watch our stuff at the... Make sure
okay,
no one's...
stay at the inn. Hey, first off.
Bercy, this is our table at the inn. Make sure no one takes.
I mean, Bercy can still come with us. He just doesn't.
Yeah, he comes to Crossroads.
Because, yeah, like, that's my home. That's where I'm from.
If somebody comes to the door, don't answer it.
Here's $20 for pizza.
Yeah.
Mom, pizza costs $24 now. Don't tip him.
So you get teleported, and you are zapped very far west.
Damn. Update the map, bro.
All the way to the crossroads.
It's hot here. What's the
Get on the side
describe.
By the freaking climate.
Yeah, is this like, are we in Greece? Are we in...
Yeah, what's the vibes here?
What's the vibes here? Are we in a different United Kingdom?
You see a big river.
Hell yeah.
A big ass river that has rushing water. There's a huge water wheel and a bridge spanning over it with like arches and stuff like that. And it's a fairly bustling town. There is a what is obviously the inn, which is, it's got a big sign that says the Majestic Hog Inn on it. And
oh my God.
It's as if they like took 10 inns and put them together.
Well, yes.
It is just a gigantic building.
Is there like different stylistic choices as if like each individual owner tried to make their own mark, or is it just one giant huge inn?
It's just one big ass
damn,
you know, complete unit of a building.
That's awesome. And you said like adventurers come here or something like that?
Yeah, it's like a big adventure. There you see, you instantly recognize the sprawling notice board by the door of the inn, just covered with little flyers that most likely have quests on them.
Yeah, Michael, I don't want to be a dick, but it can't be that big of a deal because we haven't been here.
It's a different zone.
I'm immediately jealous of everyone here.
Or maybe it's like more, I mean...
Tim is.
Toby, I mean, there's like adventures like us, and then there's like adventures that go and do like kind of more small level things. You know what I mean? Like more of a business.
Like our employees.
Exactly.
To do like quests and shit.
So that's why I don't feel like it makes...
I think
it would make sense that Toby had not been out here.
If there's a question.
He's just pissed that there's a thing he doesn't know about.
You sure you guys knew about it? You know, yeah. You just never had a reason to go there. Never had a reason to go there.
What if it was like Toby was like, I kept asking you to bring me there.
You wouldn't bring me for my birthday.
It's like, well, I'm bringing you now, okay?
It is essentially like on the other, you know, as far away from Glean as one would get, which is, without going to Yangar, right?
So. Yeah. Michael.
Yeah.
I'm sure you have the entire planet. Is it how? What's all right? Globe style. Where is it in relation to Yangar? Can you dig through Crossroads and get to Yangar? Is this like a Maine to Seattle Alaska situation? How big is Drunkroads? Don't answer that.
I don't know.
No one knows. Probably.
I would say it's probably you could dig through and get to it. Whoa. That's what I would think.
I'm fucked up.
Which would leave room for there to be just another continent. On the other side or something.
That's so
I
sick.
I feel like there could be another continent.
They're probably not, though. Wow. We went to the South Zone earlier. Wow.
Wow.
New place to the West? I'm freaking out. I love this city. I'll update the map.
But, I think it's like the frontier out here a bit, you know?
It's... Yeah. Well, across that river. It's the river that separates it. And just on the other side of that, civilization has never been able to gain a foothold.
Oh, this is kind of
the various beasts.
All the beasts.
Michael, do we follow the Faerunian logic of like we are on top of like fallen civilization on top of fallen civilization type vibe, or
ooh,
probably sure.
My brain is like blah.
No, we do because we've like had like Sina the Red and stuff like that was all past stuff.
Yeah. What the fuck, the Tom clone stuff.
Yep. So, yes.
Wow.
I'm just, as a fan of the podcast, I wanted to ask that. That's not for Tim. That's for Tim that likes the show.
It's fun to think about that.
In our lore. Yeah. Your lore.
You know that the river is called the Serpent's Tail. And on the other side are the Westerlands.
Well.
The Citadel of the Seven is also located on the river, but just like further north.
That's so cool.
And it's probably like temperate. Like, think of this as like the Mississippi, but not a mile
wide. So it's 109 degrees.
Not a mile wide.
Gotcha. Yeah.
But yeah, so they're just like a really well guarded. You see other like, this is clearly set up for adventurers.
Mm-hmm.
Like I bet there's like, yeah, there's like a, probably like a huge like general store that like sells like serious, it's like a tracker supply situation.
There's like all kinds of blacks, like rows of blacksmiths and
probably adventurers like, insurance. There's it's essentially for some even
get
though we
your
teleported,
heart attack here.
Even though we teleported here, we're coming in on a boat and the boat ride is absolutely Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yeah, it's like whenever you load up for Oregon Trail.
Yes.
Definitely.
Yeah, when you cross the river you will die.
Do they have peppermint sticks, Michael?
Yes.
I want root beer candy.
Yeah.
So
I want a t-shirt.
So I think the first place we gotta go, we get here is
this is where you're from? How are you not taking me here? This is shitty. You know I can teleport all across the planet.
Well, I wanted to do other things.
I have to meet your mom and ask her everything about you.
No.
Sorry. Theon John, I'm kind of a mama's boy, so I'm really more into what this is about.
Oh my goodness. This is why I didn't bring you here.
She could have brought you there.
Yeah.
No, I almost brought that up a couple episodes ago, but it seemed like Jennifer's like, no, we have it. It's like,
but I think
old man grasping heart me.
But I feel like honestly it is in character for Ron.
It's like,
no.
Do it right. Next week. It's been 12.
I'm not in the mood.
It's been 7 years.
Essentially, River Gray, who's Rowan's mom,
is the
current sort of leader of the town.
Yeah.
There isn't really, it's not like a government. It's almost more like maybe like a guild or something like that. Everything is run out of Majestic Hog.
Have you brought this up before? Because that's like, did you just steal your mom's business and make it a franchise? And
no.
Ron, your mom runs an adventuring guild out here. You just want to stop.
When I said that I was burying my money in a hole, I was sending it to my mom.
I'm not mad at you. I'm just excited, but I'm mad at what could have been. But I'm so excited. Take my picture. My mage hand comes out of the painting.
So, all right. So I think, I mean, if we know that business is done in the Majestic Hog, then that's where we gotta go.
All right. You head over to the Majestic Hog. You see that big quest board.
Got a little quest board. Do you guys want to just go find like a goblin camp? Look at this. Someone can't find a pig.
Not my pig, not my farm.
Yeah.
Title of the quest.
This one says, do yuck, my young. Huh.
And so you throw open the door. It's loud and bustling inside. There's lots of, there's probably like fights starting every once in a while. It's
very Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yeah.
Yeah. It is rowdy. It's a rowdy crowd.
It's a rowdy town. It's a rough and tumble.
Oh, wow.
Everyone looks like they're at least level 5.
Oh, so Bachman's knight isn't here. Sorry, Bachman.
What if he uses 2 wishes? Could he get a level 7 person? 2 wishes?
I wish he was here right now.
And let's say the barkeep recognizes Rowan. How about that?
Hell yeah. Does the barkeep have a name, Michael?
Yeah. He does.
Rowan, does the barkeep have a name?
Well, that's like, I didn't know if there was like a name that was already there.
Michael's like a bird. As long as you're like, here's my idea, he's like, I love it.
This is Big Rod.
This is Big Rod.
Wait.
Big Rod, huh?
I love Big Rod.
Majestic Hog with the main barkeep.
Big Rod.
Big Rod.
Big Rod.
His name's Rodney.
Large Rodney.
How do I get the Big Rod?
All right, yeah, Large Rodney. I mean, that was Large Reggie.
They would want to know why they call me Big Rod.
Oh, hi.
Don't tell them that story. They can't handle it.
Tell me everything about Rowan.
No. Don't tell them anything.
Oh, this little sass. She was the biggest troublemaker we ever had around here.
Well, I mean...
We were all counting the days to the summer when she would go out to that weird elf kingdom.
I learned it from you, Big Rod. Rod hops over the bar in the back and starts pouring herself a drink.
I mean, it's 11 a.m. You know,
yeah.
We're kind of behind the time.
Yeah, pour myself a beer.
What are you doing in these parts?
Who took Rowan to prom? Did she get embarrassed? Did she have acne?
Oh, Toby. Chill, dude.
Okay.
Oh. Well, we heard there is a Jurassic issue out here, so,
There sure is. Your mom's gonna be glad to see you, if that's for sure.
Yeah, I need to talk to her. Where is she?
She's upstairs.
In her office?
Yeah.
Always. Okay. Well, do you guys want to come meet my mom?
Yeah.
You gotta be... Toby, listen, man.
I absolutely will not promise that.
Oh.
In fact, I promise the opposite. Let's go, guys. Let's go first. Before Rowan gets her, can warn her.
Rowan completely drains her beer and puts the empty glass.
It grabs three growlers for the road.
Yeah, roadie growlers.
Roadie growler, Michael. Now that's a name of someone.
Roadie growler is a name.
It's a good name.
So we go upstairs. And I don't, Michael, how many floors does this place have?
I mean, a bunch, right? It's got a lot. It's probably wider than it is tall, but there's still probably several stories.
So, because I feel like her office would probably be at the top, right? Like,
penthouse, right?
So she can look over the bar in one of those situations?
Yeah, maybe like... that. Yeah, like what? There's like it's like one level up situation. Yeah. I like that better.
That seems right.
Yeah, okay, cool. So we go.
Mob bosses do.
Yeah. Does she have like a guard or anything? Is it like that situation? Or does she have an assistant?
Rhodey Growler.
I don't think she needs one.
No, like, I guess not a guard, but, like, does she have, like, an assistant? Like, does someone, like, help run shit?
Who's her Frank?
Literally everyone.
Ah!
They all help her run shit.
Everyone is just...
They're all working for her. She's the boss.
I love this.
Hell yeah. Okay, so is her office door open or closed?
Probably open.
Okay.
Rowan, why does it say HBIC on her door?
Toby, think about this for a second.
I don't understand. Who's okay. Rupert?
You know what? I'll tell you later. Rowan walks, like, and she's knocking and walking in at the same time. Guess who's here? Ah! And Rowan is like, and allows her mom to hug her.
To show an affection.
Yeah. And also, just to be clear, my dad's with us right now also, right?
Yeah, he's probably sheepishly hanging back a little bit.
That's what I assumed. He was just kind of like hanging out, like just outside.
Maybe do that thing, let you guys have your reunion, and then he'll walk in after the screaming's done.
Yeah.
What does Rowan's mommy look like?
So she looks like she is tough as nails.
Yeah, I imagine that she looks like when you see her and Rowan beside each other, you're like, oh yeah, okay. They're super related. Right. Like, definitely have very similar general looks. I would say that she...
Brown skin, freckles, yep. Curly hair.
And I would say, yeah, she's got... I'm trying to think if I imagine her hair being short or if more just...
I think it'd be like close cropped. It'd be like...
Yeah, that's kind of the vibe I get to. Yeah, I think like close... Because she's just like, I'm not trying to deal with this. Like,
and she's probably like a little beefier.
Michael, that's exactly what I was just thinking. She's more sturdy.
She doesn't have the elven.
Exactly. Yeah. So she's like... But like, I guess my dad's probably kind of tall. I was like, she's like pretty big. Like...
Mm.
But she's bigger than me because I'm slimmer.
Are you taller than her?
Maybe a little taller than her. Just a little bit. Yeah, just enough that I can be like, I'm like an inch taller than you. That's how I was with my mom.
Rowan, tell me who your friends are.
Okay, well, I've got to introduce Tim first because he's going to lose his mind. But
Tim.
This is my friend and business partner.
Hi, I'm Toby Jigglesart. Yes. How are you? I'm Rowan's best friend. We own a business together. She runs a lot of scams. When did she...
This is the one you wrote me about when you wrote me that one letter 3 years ago.
I mean, I meant to write... I like started some other ones, but I lost them. This is my friend Scud.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, Scud, what's your deal?
I like bones.
We all work together.
He's a demigod champion bone card battle.
Yeah. we call ourselves boners.
And this is Lonnie.
Hi, I would like to give you a bar of sandwich and squirt my ferret in your mouth.
It's good. It's normal. You'll like
it. It's good. Yeah, you'll love it. A little squirt.
She's from Arkansas.
I too am an elf, but much unlike yourself, I do not eat cookies.
Oh, she's not. She's a human.
She's a human, actually. My dad's an elf, and she's a human.
Your ears are real pointed, ma'am. I was just so...
I like that you don't sleep, but you meditate. You're proficient with a longbow.
You just got a real peaceful look about you.
And Dad's here, too.
I thought I saw someone lurking outside.
I mean, we've got to fight this Tarrasque, so, you know, I thought he'd be useful.
He, at that, he comes... sort of strutting in.
Strut?
And he's trying to be impressive.
Okay, I love that.
Oh, River, I haven't seen you in a long time. It's been a long time. You look really good.
She kind of shrugs. And she's like, and who's that? And she's pointing towards Lucan.
She's like, ooh, I'm interested in this one.
Nick is like, mm-mm.
He goes, hello, ma'am.
Ooh. He's got a crush on my mom.
Whoa.
He likes him short.
Oh my
God. And powerful.
He just immediately picks up the vibe of power and authority from old mom.
Yes.
I feel like out of like Greetings Adventures, Drugs and Dragons shorthand, Michael, you just gave Rowan's mom the most respect you could ever give.
That's really true.
On the planet. Right now, she's the most powerful character.
She truly is the HBIC of Drug Girls in Charge. For those who don't know what that acronym means.
And Adira is here as well. You say hi to Adira.
Yeah. We go down the line.
What if they know each other because of Circle of Seven, you know, stopping off here, getting a Sammy? Who's saying?
No, that is a question.
Yeah, that's probably, she'd probably be aware of her.
Right? Oh, we've met before. Like, oh, yeah, the thing.
So you're going to help us take on this Tarrasque?
Yeah. I mean, I think that our group can completely handle it. I mean, honestly, we're...
Yeah.
Toby has like is absolutely bawling his eyes out, getting to learn a little bit more. Like, yeah, you know, Theon John gave us some information about how you guys fought the Tarrasque, but you know, the tips he gave us were really helpful. If you had any tips, that maybe he wouldn't have mentioned, that'd be helpful too. But you know, if we have Rowan there, I bet it'll be fine.
You just, you know, if it swallows you, you got to deal a lot of damage from the inside.
Oh, so really? Wow.
What if one of us got ate by him and then we fought our way out?
That's the only way to do it.
Lonnie, I don't want to be rude, but I think we should wrap you up in Tarrasque bait and see what happens.
Okay.
Lonnie, when you go invisible, are you resistant to dynamite?
Is that force?
I imagine in Arkansas, you guys go dynamite fishing sometimes.
Oh, hell yeah. I've been, oh God, what do they call it? Noodling?
Actually, Michael's pretty clear. Cannings don't exist. Toby right. and Steve Elevators. Invented gunpowder and coffee during the Lich arc.
Yes, I remember that.
Now I have no idea if we have pugs or, you know, cannons or anything else like that. But yeah.
But gunpowder exists?
Yeah, we did something there.
Yeah, we just call it powder because...
Well, right, but
we just call it powder.
But it's like, yeah, I mean, yeah. You can do explosions. That's
important part. Flash powder.
Look, some of us are going to get swallowed. That's just going to happen.
Oh, you're going to get swallowed.
Hope nobody gulps us.
As not really a way to avoid it.
Okay.
I think only Lonnie's going to get swallowed, but okay.
I mean, is there like... should we wear any special gear to deal with that?
Yeah, acid resistant poncho or something?
Ooh, ooh. What if I wish to not be gulped?
It's just gonna chew you whole and then spit you out.
Yes.
We should prepare. We should go down to I'll have the potion maker whip us up some acid resistant potions.
Give me your strongest potions.
Yeah. I unironically want to do that entire bit as we can.
Yeah.
You can't handle. Well, we should
Who did Rowan go to prom with? Was it embarrassing?
Toby, I keep telling you I don't know what a prom is.
Did she have a weird goth phase where she wore like big pants? What was the best gift she got you? What was the worst gift you got her? Toby, what?
Dude, you can ask her like some of them, but we gotta go to the poison shop.
Here, Toby, here's a drawing of her wearing JNCO jeans.
Toby passes out.
He's so excited.
So there are also magic item shops here. Ooh. Where you can get pretty much anything rare or below.
Ooh. I would like to buy a bag of holding.
You can do that.
I'm going to call this the oops, we fucked up. Let's see if I can cause some problems.
What? I'm scared.
You'll see.
Okay.
It will probably. I'm sure it will come up.
And yeah, so maybe we can do a little shopping between sessions. But I think that's a good place for us to stop.
I agree.
Shopping episode.
Shopping trip. I like hanging out with my fake family.
This is fun. You ever just design the family you like?
You ever just like make up parents for yourself?
What does it mean whenever you make them up and they're just dead?
It means you're playing Dungeons and Dragons. That's what
that
it means.
Yeah, that is true.
Yeah,
you're a protagonist.
Yeah. Good on many of us for having alive parents. Yeah. 3 out of 4 ain't bad. Some of us had our characters had parents at some point, but then Michael killed them.
I had wanted to. I've been thinking that my next character is going to be like is going to have parents. Parents who are both alive and like too proud, like they're always too they proud. Come to every battle.
Yes, I love. Oh my god, I love that. Like the idea, like two the like little trope. Old, like a little old cute couple just bringing their little chairs to like
they tell
watch.
Everybody at church about what I'm doing. Like,
yes,
what if two of us play his parents?
Oh my god,
and you're just there and you're like, we don't fight in the battle,
and you don't do any, any fighting,
like, okay. So,
yeah, we just chill.
Well, I mean, we could do fighting in our own way.
But I'd probably forget about him like I forgot about my dog.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Wow.
Dude, we're not supposed to admit that.
I mean, canonically, I didn't forget about my dog, but you know what I mean?
Mm-mm.
Guys,
Yeah.
Do you motherfucking want to do reviews?
Yeah, let's do some reviews.
Review popcorn?
We haven't done them in a hot second.
We haven't.
It's been a few weeks.
Last week was rowdy, so... And there was a crazy car crash outside our apartment.
Yeah.
Probably through recording.
That was wild.
I think some people were sick, you know.
Got crazy.
Did I tell you I finally finished the deck of many things?
You did. I want to see it.
Yeah, I sent you a link, and you obviously have veto power on anything that I put in there, or can make adjustments as you see fit.
Okay.
Or delete or add your own things, whatever you want to do with it.
Okay.
So send Michael your ideas of level 4 fighters to be added.
Yeah, it's just all level 4.
These are just all beep. It says, I get a beeper. It just says that over and over again.
Yeah.
You get a talk boy.
It says GameCubes are real. And also electricity. I forgot TVs.
Oops. HDMI cable. Who's she? I'll go first. Then Jennifer. Then Nika, then Bachman, and then Michael, and then me.
Okay.
Love, says Marmalu. I've been listening to this podcast for a good part of my high school career. Ooh, and now I'm off to college. You guys have been the main background voices while I work on essays and homework. And while I washed buckets at my job.
Hell yeah.
I love y'all daily. Keep up the good work. Thank you.
Sizey808 says, just wow. Stumbled across this looking for a typical D&D story. It's anything but. Boy, was I surprised at how it feels like I'm at the table with my best friends. God bless Michael DeMuro and his many alternate personalities, such as Tim, Mike, Nika, and Jennifer. His voices are astounding.
That's true.
That's a funny review.
Funny.
Veteran Baller 11, Appalachian Trailer. Oh, from the U.S. Sorry. I absolutely love you guys and the humor you bring to the table every week. In summer of 2019, I hiked 300 miles while listening to you all.
Jesus.
Nika's ads had me stepping in time with the exact time. Actually scared with other hikers with my laugh, mostly at Bachman. Just caught up. Every time I got close, I would stop for a while so I could binge again. Love all of you, and you honestly have saved my life through all of your comedy entertainment. Please keep it up.
Oh.
Hell yeah.
Oh, nice.
Tom's death noises. Says
that was very well timed.
Says, from the United States of America, says, Thrifty, why? Tom's heroic death. Tom, no. Bear Charger's cool. A Bear Charger, no! Bananas Foster, I really... Bananas, no! I get strangely attached to the characters. It hurts so good. Never stop. It has inspired me to DM my own campaign and gets me through the long work days.
Oh.
I can't say no. All right, Scud's dead.
Hell yeah. Kill him.
Boo it. From the United States, says, COVID review.
Bad.
It's been an awesome ride, starting from episode 1, and I'm now almost caught up. Thanks for all the laughs and everything you guys do. Hopefully in the future, I can attend GeeklyCon. Maybe when all of this is over? Love you guys.
I hope so, too.
Yes, someday.
Same. Junt the Hood says, super fun podcast. Each member of the crew brings their own amazing energy and hilarity that keeps so many of us coming back. They are a diverse group of men and women with great chemistry, and I love them all. Thanks.
Neon Gamer 123 says, a pretty good podcast. After 5 months of listening, I can finally say that I'm almost halfway done. I listen whenever I feel the emotional void in my soul is a bit too big. The laughter and what I can only describe as happiness helps keep it under control. It's also good for whenever I'm not listening to something else. And if by some miracle this gets read, you better have done your math homework, be from the past.
You
better.
Neon Gamer, if your math homework's
Neon Gamer,
not done.
You better freaking do it.
I'm going to kick your butt.
Oh, this username.
Read it.
Tango Hotel Foxtrot Yankee Charlie Foxtrot Hotel Victor Foxtrot Delta in the United States of America says, since I was 13.
Hey guys, I stumbled upon your podcast at the age of 13 back in 2014, and I've been listening ever since. It took me this long to write a review because I figure you guys would want to hear from me as an adult. I absolutely love the podcast. You guys are the greatest.
Wow.
Yeah, we get arrested if you reviewed if you're under 18.
I wonder how we messed up this kid's life.
No way.
Yeah, there's probably like tangible like things that like just made things worse. You know what I mean?
They're so much cooler, but I bet that when they got like to college or something, they got smacked down or something like that, which made them even cooler.
Blood Moon Mad Joker, only podcast I listen to. I've had back
spasm, and have been bedridden for the past few days, and listening to your podcast makes me feel like I'm not stuck in bed, but rather adventuring with you guys. R.I.P. Tom Darkblade.
Choose wisely from the United States of America. This is the best podcast ever. All of you guys have significantly made my life better with your podcast and couldn't be happier. No other podcast has grabbed my attention for more than 10 episodes. I have listened to all of yours. It's the best. Thank you. Also, Bachman, never let Thrifty forget double poison.
Do you remember that, Michael? Do you remember double poison? Michael,
do you remember the time when I was poisoned?
Remember the shirt?
I defend myself on that. I actually think I was right. Retrospect,
madmen generally think they're right.
Yeah.
Blackheart Queen E says, you can argue against this high quality show, but your opinion would be wrong. Amazing podcast for all occasions.
For all occasions.
Jay Shrewsbury says, my favorite podcast. Just listen to it. Trust me. I started listening about a year ago from episode one and recently caught up. As an avid podcast listener for over 10 years, I was shocked that it took me so long to find this gem. Then, I realized I jumped on the bad bandwagon shortly after the name changed to Greetings Adventures. I guess it's time for some self-reflection about being so judgmental. See?
There's
that's
one.
Why we freaking
There's one. Justification.
Okay. Should we change it back?
We should always keep changing it back. So that we keep getting new people.
Regardless of the reason, I'm so grateful to have found your podcast. Jennifer, Mike, Michael, Tim, Nika, and everyone else behind the scenes. David, Carly, Amelia, thank you for the endless hours of entertainment and joy that you've brought into my life. Thank you, Jay Shrewsbury.
Yeah, we should be thanking Amelia more often.
I was kind of sweating with Amelia being put in the same tier as David.
But she's very cute, though.
Yeah, sometimes. Dapborn Anbu says, roll for initiative. This podcast got me through bus rides to and from work, long days in the lanes as a former toll collector. I've always wanted to like hang out in a toll booth. This is not a joke. It's just like a
let Bachman hang out in your toll booth.
You just want to huff those fumes.
Well, it's not so much the fumes, it's just like, how do they get to the toll booth? Like
I have always thought about that.
Tell us how you get there.
As a kid, I always assumed that they had an underground tunnel and like the floor, was like an elevator that goes up. They stand in their booth and then it slides up. Oh
yeah,
I hope that's what happens.
You guys, they're getting rid of all those toll booths.
What?
You don't have them around me anymore.
The robots?
How are the robots going to get into the booths now?
Oh shit!
It's just you just drive through a thing.
Well, there's a few other things that we got them through, like messy breakups and awful cookouts. I've always wondered how the people get into the messy breakups. I've listened through 4 times.
Whoa.
When I caught up, I would start over. Thanks for the excellent podcast humor and inside jokes only I and my circle of friends know about.
Oh.
Don't ever tell anyone.
Dog's back legs. From the United States. Dog's noses are made of the same material as black olives. It's true.
That's a good review.
Yeah. That's a great review.
You can't argue with that one.
I get dog noses on pizza.
I don't like saying these.
Red Beard Cannon from the United States of America says, mad props to the crew. A hilarious podcast with a great crew, awesome Patreon content, and praise Uthgar for David, who edits this herd of angry cats into a smooth podcast.
And Amelia.
No, that's a good one to close
out. We should have Amelia try to edit an episode. Bachman, just give her all our, like, here.
I'll lock her into like Audacity or something and just be like, whatever you do, it's fine.
This is what we're putting up there. You better like it.
Yeah.
Because our ad companies get very mad at you, Amelia. Our contract be fucked.
We're foolish for not talking about our Patreon more.
We are.
We're bad at everything.
Oh, we are so bad at everything.
I'm so surprised. Thank God we're cute, because we're so bad at everything. Jesus Christ.
The amount of shit we have on Patreon is fairly wild at this point. I mean, there's whole little mini stories, arcs,
like,
and things.
Stuff from years back, like really the deep content, but then also The Tales from the Foaming Tankard.
Right.
Yeah.
Like,
it's good.
You could watch Jennifer watch the Dragon Ball Z opening.
Oh my God.
Six
yeah.
or 7 years ago.
Forgot about that.
You can get this podcast without ads.
You get this podcast without ads.
Not this one. This one you'll still hear.
If you work in the Library of Congress and can get us in there, just like, like, yeah. just tell us how to do that. I mean, I don't, not even like get the podcast in there. Like, just get me in. Get me in the door.
Let me go there.
Can I check stuff out? Can I get a card?
I want to read my tweets.
I want to read my tweets.
Outtakes. There's outtakes on there. Did you know that?
I've heard the outtakes are very funny.
Yeah, I go in every couple months and listen to them.
It's good shit.
Yeah, it's. I feel like it's, honestly, it's a good deal. There's a lot of back content.
It's
there.
A so great deal.
Especially if you've caught up and you haven't supported the Patreon, you're like, man, I wish there was more stuff to listen to. There is. There's a lot more.
Less than the cost of a couple coffees.
Yeah.
Give us money.
Money, please.
If you work for Twitter, get me verified.
If you work for Twitch, partner.
Partner, please.
If you know my dad.
Yeah, if you know my dad, just tell him to call me.
Thank you, everybody. If you want to get in touch with us, we are on the aforementioned Twitter where we're not verified, at D&D Podcast or at Geekly Inc. And we're also on Instagram at Greetings Adventurers. And you can find me at Thrifty Nerd and all those places and more.
You can find me on Twitter at Tim Lanning and also on twitch.tv/Geekly Inc. Streaming every Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday morning/afternoon.
You can find me on Twitter at Jennifer Cheek. And also you should listen to our other podcast, Dear Internet. It's funny and good. Nika was a guest.
I was so
just
fun.
In the most recent episode that we recorded. Oh, so geez. If you've been like, oh, I gotta check that out, but you haven't done it yet, well,
great show.
You should do it.
And Bachman's been on an older episode too, and you know you've been, but we gotta have you on for a more normal one, brother.
Yeah,
I mean, you're so funny. I love you.
We need to do some more guests soon, but we're lazy. But we should do that. But anyway, yeah.
As I say, who has time and not depression? Am I right?
There are 317 exclusive posts in our Patreon.
That's a lot.
Yeah, I think one of them is feet. I don't remember why.
Oh, no.
A bunch of them are ad-free episodes, but...
Yeah.
Nice. You can find me on all social media platforms at Nika_Howard. If you're ever confused, it's a link tree in my bio.
You can find me at the Mike Bachman, also on the Game Crimes podcast. Also, if you listen to an old episode of Potter Pod when they had Arnold Schwarzenegger on there, that was actually me.
Really?
Yeah.
And governor. And you were also the other governor.
And the other governor of California. Whatever his name is.
Jerry Brown.
Yeah, Jerry what? Brown.
That's funny.
That's true. That is very true. Potter Pod will come back for a last season at some point.
Someday. As soon as she doesn't do it, goes 6 months without doing a turf.
Yep.
Didn't get your fill of action and adventure in this episode of Greetings Adventures? Well, make sure to head over to geeklyinc.com where you can find other thrilling podcasts, fan art to make you blush, and gear to level up your adventuring quest. After you finish downloading and listening to Taverns and Caverns, head on over to wherever you listen to podcasts to leave us a 5-star rating and review. Also, don't forget to head over to patreon.com/dndpodcast. Once you become a patron, you have access to exclusive content that you won't be able to find anywhere else. New episodes come out every Monday, so go subscribe, get your quest log filled, and get ready for things to get dicey.
Thank you, everybody. Until next week, thank you for dicey.
Background music and ambience in this episode was from Sirenscape. Enhance your gaming table at Sirenscape.com.
The songs. Airport. At launch. Beauty Flow. Almost New. Willow in the Light. End. Touching Moments 1, Pulse.
are by Kevin MacLeod at incompetech.com, licensed under Creative Commons by Attribution 4.0. creativecommons.org/licenses/by/4.0. Some of the songs may have been modified from their original form in this episode.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
ACAST powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. I'm Mary from the Bay.
And I'm Courtney from LA. TJG is the podcast where we spill all the tea on your favorite reality TV shows, celebrity gossip, and everything in between. We're here to bring you our unfiltered opinions, hilarious commentary, and plenty of laughs along the way.
We're two SDSU Delta Gamma sisters with a microphone and a whole lot of opinions. Each week, we dive headfirst into the wild world of reality television, from Bravo to all the trash TV you could want. We break down the drama, dissect the latest scandals, and share our thoughts on everything from the jaw-dropping moments to the embarrassing antics.
But that's not all. We're not here to just gossip. We're here to connect with you, the jurors, and share our love of all things pop culture. Whether we're dishing on the latest celebrity breakups, discussing our favorite guilty pleasure movies, or sharing embarrassing stories from our own lives, we promise to keep it real, keep it fun, and keep you coming back for more.
Come judge with us.
ACAST helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. ACAST.com.